How's everybody doing?
Good.
I really missed push period because, man, it just gives me this itch to go dust off my sample kit and go start selling some knives. But I'm definitely not going to do that because I love management, okay? But I remember one year, it was myself, Yavor, and another guy. I think it was Peter up here. And we did the countdown. At this meeting, we were all already over 10 grand. Yeah. Okay, like 5 days into the push, we were all over 10 grand. It was pretty soon. I think Dan capped it at 10 grand, right? So it was pretty crazy. So push period's a time when you stretch yourself, you learn a lot about yourself, help build character, overcome some challenges. And really, I hope you guys know this, that push period is just an excuse for you guys to make more money. That's it. That's it. See, this trophy, it's not about the trophy, it's about who you become in the process, right? So I want you guys to understand, go for it. Go for it next week. Sunday, right? If you guys want to be up here getting some recognition instead of sitting in your seats clapping, your hands are so red from clapping all the time, make sure you're in your office on Sunday making phone calls. Alright, so I'm going to jump straight in. Dan asked me to talk about selling sets. Basically just dump my brain onto you. Okay, and all the things that I've learned and I've come up with over my career here in Vector. And I'm all about sharing it. Just make sure that if you guys make a lot of money, I get a 10% royalty on all the stuff that you sell, okay? All right. Okay, just 5% then. Drop down.
2%?
2. All right. Okay. So I've been talking about this topic once a year at this SLDM. So I'm going to jump straight in and talk about selling sets. All right, that is the key, okay? First off, to sell any large orders, you have to first believe that people can spend the money and will spend the money on Cutco. See, I was talking to my reps, right? And at the team meeting, they're like, $1,000? Oh my God, that's a lot. I know, it just costs more, right? And that's my belief. My belief in the product, right, is that nobody can, Mrs. Jones, any of my reps, nobody can ever tell me that Cutco is overpriced. The reality is it's actually underpriced. That is the reality. Okay, now when I was a new rep, I didn't think the way I do. I didn't have the conviction that I do. But after talking to many, many customers and just, you know, running into my old customers, you know, Cutco is so underpriced. You know, and you can't start selling sets, you can't start selling big orders until you believe that the customer is the one that's actually going to benefit in by owning it. See, when I was a new rep, I was all about me. It was all about me. It was all about, hey, let me just get some recognition. Let me just hit some promotions. Let me just win this in my fast start. Does that make sense? Right? And something that I learned from a great manager in our company is, you know, upsell on purpose, right? And I had to get off of my... Well, I almost said something pretty bad there. All right, but I had to focus more on the customer than, you know, and less on myself. All right? So, you have to be in it for the customer. And you have to believe that $1,000, $2,000, that isn't a lot of money. And I walked into every single appointment expecting a customer to at least spend $1,000. At least. Okay, and $1,000, by the way, it's not a lot of money. You divide it over 5 months, it's like $200 a month, right? And then divide it over $200 a month, right? Divided by 30 days or whatever it is, right? Divided by 4 weeks, right? That's like 75, or I'm not a math major, that's why it's all math. $50 a week, all right? $50 a week, right? $50 a week to own a homemaker set. Okay, that's not a lot of money. Okay, so you guys should believe that Cutco is not overpriced. And that $1,000 is not a lot of money to be spending on knives. See, Carl talked about, if you guys were at the division meeting, Carl talked about what is your biggest order, right? Does everybody remember that? And he had you write down what you thought your biggest order was, and then to double it and triple it. Okay, I put down... okay, for a big order, $50,000. That was a big order to me. And then doubling that was $100,000, right? And then he said, like, times it by five, a $500,000 order. There will be a $500,000 order. It is coming. Okay? So, again, what is your conviction? What is your belief? Now, when a customer spends, you know, $400 or $500 on a small set, that's nothing. And I make Mrs. Jones feel that they are not spending a lot of money with me. Okay? Oh, yeah, 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 you're getting a small set. Okay, cool. Starter set, cool. $500. Alright? So, in order to sell a lot of sets, okay, you have to say the word set a lot. Who here has heard this from their manager? Okay? Now, I'm almost positive that not everybody does it on every single appointment. You can start by saying, Mrs. Jones, what I'm going to do today is show you Cutco. It's the world's finest set of cutlery. You can start right then and there. It's the world's finest set of cutlery. Okay? Mrs. Jones, and then you're at the junk mag page. Mrs. Jones, hey, now what I wanted to do is show you the different sets that Cutco makes. Before I show you the different sets, I just wanted to show you how the knives work. But before I even do that, I got to ask you a really ridiculous question. If you get this wrong, I'm never, ever leaving. Okay, now everybody gets this right. That's why I'm here today. It's super easy. All your friends got it right. What do you think is the solution to these problems? Cutco, I told you. Okay? And that's how I did you see how many times I dropped the word set in there? Okay? Mrs. Jones, before I show you the different sets, I want to show you how the knives work. Yeah, I hope you guys are writing this down. Okay? By the way, this is being recorded, and I think I'm selling it for like $29.99. All right? Just kidding. All right, Mrs. Jones, before I show you the different sets, I want to show you how the knives work. Okay? I dusted off my prospectus. I found it in the vault. Okay, and I brought it with me today. Okay? It's pretty... pretty thick. Alright? Before I show you the different sets, I wanted to show you how the knives work. Before I even do that, I got to show you, or ask you a really ridiculous question. Alright? So on and so forth. Okay? And that's something that you can do on the guarantee. Mrs. Jones, this guarantee comes with your set. Okay? Talking about the names and uses, this is your paring knife in your set. This is your trimmer in your set. This is your spatula spreader in your set. So on and so forth. Set, 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 set. Okay? There's no such thing as pieces. Okay? If a customer says, hey, Mrs. Jones, or it says, hey, Joe, can I buy pieces? Oh, sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just customize your own set. Take five favorite knives and put it in a tray. Comes with eight table knives and shears. $700 order. Customized set. Okay? And I'll go over all the different set combinations, but that's my belief. Okay? Now, if you want to sell big orders, and you want to sell, like, I'm talking large orders. See, I was talking about this with Carl and Drew and all my buddy Yavor Ivanov. I was trying to figure out how I can get a $1,000 average order. Okay? That was just the way that I thought. And I was willing to work on my presentation. Okay? I was willing to work on my presentation. I was talking to my Jeremiah, okay? $2,600 for the week already, right? And was so, you know, angry. I was like, man, dude, I'm not doing so well for the push. I said, hey, are you going to work on yourself? Right? I can promise you that FSMs work on their presentation more than you do. And that's why they're selling a lot more Cutco. I can promise you, I didn't get your name, but 6,800, right? For the week, 6,700? Your name again was?
Hubert.
I can promise you Hubert was working harder on his presentation than you were. I promise you that. Now, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right? So, every single day, I worked on my demo. While I was watching TV, while I was watching the DVD, okay? When I was talking on the phone, I was working on my presentation, trying to figure out how I can sell more Cutco. Well, the biggest thing to selling Cutco, here's the secret. Here's the secret, write it down. Rapport. Rapport. That is it.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Some people are better at building rapport than others. That's a fact. Okay? Some people are better at building rapport than others. Okay? When you are a friend, I tell my reps this, it's the same concept of when you go shopping with your friend, right? And when I went shopping with Drew, I'm like, dude, just freaking get it, alright? No. Don't even think about it, just buy it. Okay? No. Doesn't even matter how much it costs, it's worth it, just buy it. He goes, okay. Alright? It's the same concept. If you have rapport with the customer, if you don't have the relationship of rep to customer or young adult to adult, and you're now friend to friend, you can say, Mr. Jones, just get it. Just get it. You want to have such great rapport to the point where Mrs. Jones says, what do you think I should do? Does that make sense? And I've had customers say, Joe, can I get your opinion? What do you think I should do? Okay, yeah, just get the Queen Supreme. All right, Mrs. Jones, oh, you don't even know what the Queen Supreme is. Oh, it's one of everything in the book. All right? Yeah, Queen Supreme. Okay, write that one down, see if anybody sells that for push. Okay, sweet $5,000-$6,000 order. All right, one of everything in the book. No, but see, I was in it for my customers. I didn't care anymore. I wasn't going to cry if a customer picked a Homemaker over an Ultimate. I really wasn't. Okay? Because it was still $1,000 order. But I'm telling you, having fun on your presentations, just doing that alone, you will naturally sell bigger orders. Naturally. Okay? Having fun. That includes joking around. Right? I tell my reps this, tell your customers to shut up. Right? That's the type of rapport that I had when my customers were cussing with me. Okay, I'm like, holy crap, Joe, blah, 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 blah. These knives are the best. Blah, 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 right? I've had that. I've had such great rapport where, I would, drink some apple juice with my customers. Get your head up there. It's apple juice, okay? so on and so forth. That great rapport. And to the point where I didn't even have to talk about the knives anymore. I was like, hey, Mrs. Jones, yeah, this is what we make. All your friends got this stuff. Just get it. Okay? It's that simple. But I think as brand new reps, we try to complicate things too much. We try to throw all this, like, seasoning and salt and spices onto, this presentation, right? And that's why if your presentations are taking 2 or 3 hours, that means that you're trying to add too much. Does that make sense? See, I actually learned how to just strip off. When I was a new rep, I learned all this stuff that my appointments started taking like 2 or 3 hours, right? And then I was like, what the heck's going on? They would buy and all that, but sometimes they would buy, sometimes they wouldn't. And then as I got older in the business, I said, you know what, let me just try to make it more simple. So simple to the point where I literally pulled my training manual, my original training manual, out again. Okay? And this was 4 years into the business. I literally pulled my training manual back out again, and I said, I'm just going to make it even more simple. Okay? All these, as a new rep, you try to learn all these new cool ways, right? But there's no need for it. See, write this down. Confused minds never buy. See, as a new rep, I learned all these new things. I try to apply it too quickly without actually practicing and reviewing my notes. And then I had regurgitation of the mouth, right? When it came out, it like partially came out, and I didn't know what the heck I was saying. And I'm pretty sure as hell that Mrs. Jones didn't know what I was saying either. And confused minds never buy. So you know what? My goal was just to have fun on the appointments, all right? And that's definitely a key to selling larger orders. Sharing goals, okay? Sharing goals. That's huge. You hear it all the time, but how many actually share the goal? It's all about the music. It's not about the words. It's about the music. They have to see passion and fire in your eyes. I'm pretty sure when Steve was going for that record, for the Fast Start record, right? Mr. and Mrs. Jones saw the fire in his eyes. That's why he was able to pull out, right? About $3,000 in his very last day. Okay? And it's all about the music, it's not about the words. So for push period, Mrs. Jones, hey, and I taught my reps how to share goals, right? Mrs. Jones, I hope you don't mind me sharing my goals. It just keeps me motivated and reminds me of the things that I want to do. Okay? Now, Mrs. Jones, the main reason why I want to do this is, everybody told me I couldn't do this. Okay? You pull a little Hollywood. All right? Little Hollywood. You laugh, it works. Okay? It works. People like helping other people out. They like it. Okay? So, that's how I share my goals. If you don't even have a goal sheet, you're missing the boat. Okay? Go spend some time, invest some time in yourself, and go make a goal sheet tomorrow when you get to the office, or tomorrow morning. Right? How long does it take? Go save some time. You know, don't spend as much time on your MySpace doodling around or whatever it is the heck you do. Okay? But spend some time and invest in your future and invest in your success. Right? You hear it all the time, but how many of you have heard it? You don't have to raise your hand, but you know who you are. How many of you heard this stuff before but haven't done it yet? You know who you are. Okay? So get it done. Put your foot down and say, hey, look, I'm going to invest in myself and I'm going to actually make this stuff happen because this stuff works. Right? Today I want to talk about push periods, right? Cut Code Joe's Mission Possible. Okay? Have them sign it. Like I said, Mrs. Jones, you don't have to worry about buying anything. You know, all your friends did, but don't worry about buying anything. I hope you got that one. All right? And I'll teach my little Hollywood opener. All right. This is what I call the Hollywood opener. All right. Hey, Mrs. Jones, so what I'm going to do today is just tell you all about Cutco. Basically tell you why it's the world's finest set of knives, and just basically tell you why all your friends decided to get a set. They're set twice right in there, okay? And then I'm also building value, showing that other people buy this stuff, okay? And Mrs. Jones, now, before I have the book open. I don't know if you guys can see from there. I have the book open, and I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, what I'm going to tell you about Cutco, the world's finest set of cutlery, and I'm just going to tell you why all your friends decided to get a set, and, you know, just basically tell you why everybody buys this stuff, Mrs. Jones. But you know what, Mrs. Jones, before I even continue, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I really appreciate your help, and I really appreciate your time. And no, really, Mrs. Jones, I mean, some people, sometimes when I call them, they're really mean, and, you know, I know you're super busy, and it really means a lot to me for you to take time out of your schedule to see me today. Okay? Now, like I said over the phone, Mrs. Jones, you don't have to worry about buying anything. You know, I get paid just to show you this stuff, but, Mrs. Jones, I do want to warn you, okay? This stuff is awesome. That's why all your friends decided to get it, okay? Now, Mrs. Jones, like I said, you don't have to worry about getting this set, okay? But if you do see something you like, it'd really help me out if you got it today. Okay? Okay? I'm not going to repeat that. I don't have time to do it. Okay? But that's my Hollywood over. Now, I was genuinely sincere and genuinely thankful and appreciative of the customer taking time out of their schedule. Now, it doesn't matter. You don't have to get the exact words that I say. All you got to do is just, it has to come from in you. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter what you say. It really doesn't. But I did a little Hollywood opener where I would say, yeah. Oh, Mrs. Jones, but you know what? Before I even continue, okay, I just wanted to say thank you. Okay? I love this. Okay? This is the family right there. All right. Now, there's another little trick, if you will, that I did is I had my order forms in my front left pocket, okay? And all I would put my Henkel's comparison, I took it out of the book, and I put my Henkel's comparison and any division standings, any All-American standings, I printed it off Vector Connect, right? I printed it, and I'd say, hey, Mrs. Jones, let me just show you how I'm doing right now. And I would have it in between the orders, okay? Somewhere in between the orders. I would purposely plan it in between the orders. So I go, yeah, let me show you how I do this. Okay, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, look, your friend Sally just bought that. Oh, okay. Oh, there's Jennifer's order. Oh, here it is. Okay? And it showed that people bought this stuff. All right, so have your orders there. Even if you turn in your order, just have your pink sheets. Okay? And just go, oh, look. And I'm going to go all over the place. This is amazing. I love selling Cutco, all right? Just another thing to go on that note, right? A great way to use a third-party story is, hey, Mrs. Jones, and I took my order. Let me show you what my last customer did. See, look. It's right there. They split it up over 5 months, just like that. This is what your friend did. Boom. And I just pulled out that order, for that homemaker or ultimate, and I said, oh, hey, look, it's only $353 a month or whatever it was, right? Instead of using the calculator, instead of showing an investment chart, I pulled out an order and used that to show Mrs. Jones, okay, what the payments would look like. Does everybody understand that? Okay? All right. I'm going to walk you through my demo here. By the way, this summer I'm going to be doing my demo. Last year I did it in San Jose for like 80-something people. Talk to your managers. But I'm going to be doing my demo, and I'm going to invite whoever wants to come in. I know the Fremont Freaks will be there for sure, because it's going to be in our office. Okay. Then I have the goal page, right? Then I'm here. Okay. Then I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, have you ever heard of Cutco before? Now, in the beginning, it's straight third-party stories, straight name-dropping. Oh, my God, you haven't heard of Cutco before? Oh, my God, your friend Sally's had it for 15 years. Jennifer's had it for 10 years. Actually, Ashley just got it, you know, yesterday, you know, right before I saw you. And, you know, Megan's got it, you know, for 50 years. You've never heard of Cutco before? Oh, my God, Mrs. Jones, where have you been? Okay? And I make Mrs. Jones feel like a hermit, right? That she's like the last person in the world to take a look at this product, okay? Because that's going to help create the urgency. Does that make sense? Right? And Carl talked about the division meeting. I get Mrs. Jones to start the presentation to a point where she says, okay, Joe, show me this stuff already. I go, oh, okay, I'm getting there. And you know, Sally over there's had it for 50 years. Yeah. Joe, show me this stuff. Oh, yeah, and you know, and I keep name dropping. It doesn't even matter if she knows these people. Okay, you could just say my mom, my aunt, my uncle, so on and so forth, my neighbor. Because obviously, if you are new, you're not going to have that many people to name drop. Does that make sense? Right? So you start using my manager's customers, had it for 50 years. It doesn't matter. They just need to hear that people buy this stuff. Does that make sense? All right. Then I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, you never heard of Cutco before? Well, you've heard of Henkel's Who's Up in Chicago, right? Yeah. Very high quality stuff. That's actually, you're obviously familiar with quality. It's the number 1, 2, 3 in brands in stores. We actually sell more than all three put together, but the main reason why you haven't heard of Cutco before is we don't do any advertising. Actually, the only real way to get Cutco in this show is if you're recommended to the company or you know somebody working for the company. So you actually have this really great advantage today, so just make sure you call your friend and thank her for recommending you, okay? All right? That's just like flew over some people's heads. All right? Now, by the way, any of this stuff that I'm teaching here, it's not going to make any sense if you guys don't follow the manual.
Follow the manual.
Okay? I tell my reps, I beat that dead horse, follow the manual, follow the manual. Hey, how's that been working for you? Oh, okay. Follow the manual then. Okay? Follow the manual. Then you can start building on the foundation. Then you can start throwing on the seasoning and the spice. All right. Then I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, yeah, I talk about, and it's all straight building value. That's how you sell Cutco, okay? It's enthusiasm and building value. That's what it is in rapport. So I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, yeah, this stuff's made in only in New York, yada, 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 been around 58 years, okay? 200 million, 14 million customers. All this page is really saying, Mrs. Jones, does everybody buy this stuff? I summarize it for them. All this page is really saying, Mrs. Jones, is that everybody buys this stuff. All this page is really saying, Mrs. Jones, is everybody buys this stuff. And I do it so nonchalant, I just shrug my shoulders, right? Hey, yeah, all this page is really saying, Mrs. Jones, is just everybody buys this stuff. Okay? And then I do the shears, right? But I do a jump knife on the shears. This is how you sell shears on at least one pair on every single order for sure. There's no reason why Mrs. Jones shouldn't buy the shears. There's a reason why we cut the penny in the beginning, right? The product's awesome, okay? And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, now, Mrs. Jones, I'm gonna show you a product that demonstrates the all-around quality of our company. These are our super shears. Now, I liked you over the phone, Mr. Shook. I told you it doesn't cost anything to see the presentation. It does cost a penny. Okay? And then even when I ask for the penny, I say, hey, Mr. Jones, hey, thanks, this is how I get paid. Alright? I know. They go, wow, you gotta work this hard. I know, times are tough. I'm selling knives. Okay. And I say, hey, Mr. Jones, cool. I can pay you back if you want, blah, 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 blah. I cut the little cork through. And I say, hey, Mr. Jones, the reason why these are so popular is, you know, just from my experience, I found that people have at least four pairs of scissors in their house. Some for the kitchen, some for the garage, some for the garden, and even those orange handle ones that break all the time. So you spend a ton of money, Mrs. Jones, just replacing your shears over and over and over again. Wouldn't you agree? Great. The great part about these shears, do you see what I just did? Okay? I did a junk knife section, okay, on the shears. Now, I was actually talking with my reps, right, late night one in the office, and it's like I basically take everything. What I did was I took everything that I was hearing from the customers and I throw it right back at them so they can't say it to me anymore. It's called handling the objection before it comes up. Does that make sense? So now Mrs. Jones, on the very next page, understands what the world's most expensive set of knives is a lot easier. Does that make sense? Right? Have you ever had the customer fill out your verification form and it's shows how Cutco save money and you get like a 6 or an 8. Okay? It's because you gotta nail this section. And how do you nail it? Well, or an easier way to do it is you do a junk knife section on the shears. And hey, Mrs. Shelf, if you're my mom, I'd make you buy these things. But don't worry, it comes with all the sets. Okay? Write that down because I'm gonna tie it all in later. Okay? Don't worry, Mrs. Shelf, they come with all the sets. And then when I talk about the sets, right? You gotta sell two shears, right? You can't just have one, okay? You need, Mrs. Jones, you need like one for upstairs, one for downstairs, right? One for the kids, one for you, okay? They're gonna get dirty all the time, okay? Then I go over this, same thing, junk knife section. Hey, Mrs. Jones, I didn't wanna waste your time and go over all this stuff. I don't want to waste your time, guys, but just the wooden handles, they're porous, they absorb greases, and I still go through it, right? Now, who here has run into people that own Henkels and Wusa? And of those people, they didn't buy. Who had a customer own Henkels and Wusa and say, my Henkels and Wusa are good enough. Oh, come on, you guys are lying. Okay? They didn't buy. That means that, let me just pop your little bubble here, okay? That means that the customer just sold you on why Henkels and Wusthof is better than Cutco. Do you understand that? The customer built more value on Henkels and Wusthof than you did on Cutco. Okay, let that sit in your head. Now, I want you to take confidence in the fact that you know more than the customer does. It is not being high pressure or pushy when you're sharing facts. Okay? That's why I presented everything as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Jones. Okay? As a matter of fact, Mrs. Jones. All right? Mrs. Jones is not in an FSM development meeting tonight. Okay? On why or how to sell Henkels or Wusthof to the Cutco rep. Okay? They did not go through 3 days of initial training. They did not get the secret weapon on Henkels or Wusthof either. Okay? Take confidence in the fact that you are the expert. So, how do you handle that? Well, hey, Mrs. Jones. Okay? Instead of wasting your time and going over all these junk knives, obviously, you understand that, you know, it's better to spend more for quality, right? Yeah. Okay? And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, instead of wasting your time and going over all this stuff, I just wanted to show you why people like yourself that already have good knives always switch to Cutco. Ooh. I'm just doing demos. All right. Mrs. Jones, I just wanted to, instead of wasting your time and going over all this stuff, I just wanted to show you why somebody like yourself that already has good knives always switches to Cutco. Why somebody like yourself that already has good knives always switches to Cutco. Everybody got that? Now every other line, okay, then I drop my, hey, Mr. Jones, what I wanted to do now is just show you the different sets that we make. Okay, but before I do that, I just got to show you how the knives work. Okay? So I am off pieces. Okay? All I'm doing with this petite carver right here is just showing how Cutco works. All right? Now, I say, hey, Mr. Jones, the reason why your friend Sally switched to Cutco from Henkel's is because we have a universal wedge lock handle. The reason why your friend Jennifer has had her, you know, loves Cutco so much is because, boom. And I use a name for every single line. Does that make sense? I use a name for every single line. Or, Mrs. Jones, the reason why people switch to Cutco from Henkel's is, the reason why people switch from Wusthof is, does everybody understand that? All right. Then I go over the same thing, blah, 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 blah. Right? I'm going to have this little page. I know my reps are excited to get this one. Okay? And nice picture of a double D edge. Right? Can everybody hear me? Like, should I talk like this? All right? So, I say, hey, Mr. Jones, just want to give you a little knife education today. The reason why your straight edges are really dull is because every time you sharpen, it's actually a marketing strategy. Okay, because the more you sharpen it, the more steel you're taking off the bottom of the blade. The reason why it's sharp is this small point right here, but the more you sharpen it, the thicker it gets up the blade. The thicker it gets up, the more often you're going to have to sharpen it because the faster it's going to dull out. Then you throw it away and you buy a brand new one. Mrs. Jones, the serrated edges look like this. Now, once these points flatten, you actually can't sharpen a serrated knife. Now, Mrs. Jones, these points on Cutco, it looks serrated. It's actually not serrated. We have a special edge called the double D edge. It looks like this. These points actually are not sharp, okay? They're for protection, blah, 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 blah. I say, so Mrs. Jones, it'll actually last 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and you still get cutting done. Okay? And I have a nice, sweet picture like that, right? That makes it more vivid and more understand, or the customer can understand it a lot more. Now, if you guys, does anybody want that page?
Yeah.
Okay? Talk to your manager, okay? And your manager will get it from me. Okay? I'm just going to charge your manager for it. Okay. Then I say, hey, Mr. Jones, okay, this is a pretty sweet line here, okay? I say, Mr. Jones, what do you think about Cutco? At this point right now, they should be sold on Cutco. At this point, you just cut through the rope, you just explained the double D edge. Mrs. Jones should be sold on Cutco. And you start asking questions of interest, right? And you get a little feel on where you stand in the presentation. So, Mrs. Jones, what do you think of Cutco? Pretty high quality stuff, huh? What do you think about the quality? Pretty cool? Best question you can ask on the presentation. Can you see why all your friends decided to get it? Or can you see why everybody buys this stuff? Best question you can ever ask. And you can ask it 3 or 4 times. Okay, I do it on the shears. Mrs. Jones, pretty cool, huh? Yeah, aren't you glad Sally recommended you? Awesome. Hey, these shears, they actually come with every set. All right? Now, Mrs. Jones, I haven't even gone to the knives yet, so it gets a little better. Can you see why everybody gets this stuff? That's just on the shears. And I built so much value. I don't know if you caught exactly what I did. I don't even know what I just did. Okay. I just said, Mrs. Jones, okay, can you see why everybody gets this stuff on the shears? I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, it comes with all your sets, right? Help you build average order. I also planted those seeds for set. Okay. Mrs. Jones, it gets better. I haven't even gotten to the 9 sets yet. Okay. I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, so can you see why everybody gets this stuff? Great. It gets better, Mrs. Jones. I saved the best for last. And this is my lead-in into the guarantee. I call it smooth transitions. Okay. I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, I try to figure out lines that will help me get into from section to section through the presentation. Okay, and I literally just sat there and I would just start writing down so on and so forth. Again, invest in yourself. Okay, spend the time. And I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, it gets better. I saved the best for last. The only thing better, and I'll say it first and I'll repeat, the only thing better than how sharp Cutco is, how long it lasts and how well it cuts, by far great customer service, that's actually all backed by our guarantee. And this is like the hammer on the nail to go, all right? As if she wasn't already on a high after you just asked, can you see why all your friends decided to get Cutco? And then you say, but wait, there's more. All right? This joke gets better. I saved the best for last. The only thing better than, one, how sharp Cutco is, okay? Two, how long it lasts. And three, how well it cuts. Oh, I forgot to add this line. Actually, the main reason why, Mrs. Jones, all your friends decided to get Cutco is because of something I haven't even shown you yet. See, I'm a little rusty. All right? Mrs. Jones, what do you think of the quality? Yeah, can you see why all your friends decided to get it? Actually, the main reason why all your friends decided to get Cutco, Mrs. Jones, is because it's something I haven't even shown you yet. So it gets better. I actually saved the best for last. Okay? So the main reason why all your friends decided to get Cutco, okay, and you're going to add this before this other line. The main reason why all your friends decided to get Cutco, Mrs. Jones, is because it's something I haven't even shown you yet. I actually teach all this stuff to my reps in initial training. That's why they're doing so well. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. All right? So, Mrs. Jones, the main reason why all your friends decided to get Cutco is because of something I haven't even shown you yet. So it gets better. Okay? I save the best for last. The only thing better than how sharp Cutco is, how long it lasts, how well it cuts, by far, our great customer service, all backed by our guarantee. Okay? And as I'm getting to my guarantee, yeah, Mrs. Jones, actually the main reason why my friends decided to get Cutco is because it's something I haven't even shown you yet. The only thing better than how sharp Cutco is, how long lasts, how well it cuts, by far great customer service. That's actually all backed by our guarantee. Oh, there it is. Okay, and just straight testimonial after testimonial after testimonial. Okay? And I go, oh, look, Mr. Jones, 1954. Okay? And I say, hey, Mr. Jones, it's not a lifetime guarantee, it's a forever guarantee. So it's not the lifetime of the product, it's your lifetime and your kid's lifetime. And this is my excitement and my enthusiasm. Does that make sense? Right? Definition of a sale, you heard this initial training, transfer of enthusiasm from one person to another. This is how fired up I am on Cutco. Okay? Then I talk about the guarantee. I say, yes, Mrs. Jones, okay? A copy of this guarantee comes with all your knives. Okay? Or your set. Okay? Don't worry, Mrs. Jones, the customer service number comes on the bottom of your block. Okay. The customer service number comes on the bottom of your box. As far as sharpening goes, Mrs. Jones, forever performance, okay? So if anything ever goes wrong, you don't like how your Cutco works, looks, or feels, you drop it in the garbage disposal, okay? Or you let it burn, or whatever, just send it back and get a brand new one, okay? No questions. Now, as far as sharpening goes, Mrs. Jones, I actually come with your knives, so you get me too. Now, don't say that if you don't care about your customers, okay? But I promise you, if you are there for your customers, they will be there for you in terms of buying more Cutco, helping you with your goals, and giving you more recommendations. Does everybody understand that? Okay? So, Mrs. Jones, as far as sharpening goes, and I'll tell you what, guys, whether you're going to be in Cutco for, you know, a month or 10 years, it doesn't matter. You might as well keep your customers around. It's free money, right? I'll never abandon my customers. And I told them, I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, as far as sharpening goes, I actually come with your knife so you get me too, okay? If anything ever goes wrong, just give me a call and I'll come right over, okay? Just remember Cutco Joe, all right? And it worked for me, right? It worked. All my customers know Cutco Joe, right? I know that when people run into my customers, right? I have this customer. Do I get any MIDI students in here? Okay. I think my customer emailed me today and said, hey, geez, Joe, you guys have been recruiting some MIDI kids. Three people called me, but don't worry, I'm a loyal customer. Cutco Joe is my rep. Okay, and this lady's bought about $4,000 of Cutco from me in 2001. Okay? And I tell my sisters, I come with your knives, you get me too. Okay? So tell your customers that. Okay? Mrs. Jones, the next part of the guarantee is the clutch cost. Okay? So if you or your husband decide to grab the knives and cut some trees down with it and whatever, okay, still back it. And then, okay, and this is going to all make sense when I tie it together with the sample close. Okay? Who knows about the sample close?
You.
Like knows it. No. Ooh, I got some. All right. Fresh young minds. All right. So I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, now the last part of the guarantee, okay, is actually the best part. Now, whatever you feel is coming, you have to know. And how do you feel if it's coming or not? You ask questions in rapport building, right? For example, if I only saw the wife, and I had this feeling that she was going to say, and you know exactly this feeling, right? That she was going to say, I have to talk to my husband. Have you ever gotten that feeling, right? You already knew it was coming, okay? Well, the real answer is to see husbands and wives together. But I do understand that it's a little challenging sometimes. So, I would say, hey, Mrs. Jones, the great part of this guarantee, Mrs. Jones, is that they actually allow you to sample the products, okay, so you can try it out with your husband. I'll explain how that works later. It'll make sense in the end. Okay? And that's exactly how I did. Or, Mrs. Jones, the last part of the guarantee, Mrs. Jones, the best part, the company actually allows you to try it out against, you know, and compare it to your Henkels and sample the product. If you don't like it, Mrs. Jones, if I felt that I was going to get the Henkels or Wusthof objection, does everybody understand that? Okay? I would throw that in there. So whatever it was, if it was a budget, procrastination objection, utility objection, I threw it in there. Okay? And I say, Mrs. Jones, don't worry, Mrs. Jones. Oh, it'll all make sense in the end. Okay? All right, so I planted the seed for the sample close, right then and there, at the end of the guarantee. Mrs. Jones should be sold right now. It's not a matter of if she's going to buy, it's a matter of what. Okay, so right here I ask the three questions. I say, now Mrs. Jones, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you, okay, the different sets. Cutco comes in different sets, Mrs. Jones, okay? They have a large set, get this down, they have a large set that for people that love to cook, entertain, or think they'll be cooking a lot in the future. Okay? Now, for the most part, that applies to pretty much everybody. Okay? It's only for people that love to cook or think they'll be cooking a lot in the future. Okay? They have a medium set for people in between. You know, you kind of cook because you like to, you kind of cook because you have to, right, Mrs. Jones? Okay? Now, understand this. Medium equals average. Okay? Medium equals average. And they even have a small basic one for people like me that do absolutely nothing, Mrs. Jones. Okay? So they have a large set for people that love to cook, entertain, or think they'll be cooking a lot in the future. And this is, that's my tonality, right? And I practice the words, I practice the tonality. It's kind of like your recommendation approach, right? You focus on the delivery, not the words anymore. And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, they even have a medium set for people, you know, they kind of cook because they like to, they kind of cook because they have to. Right, Mrs. Jones? Okay? And I would say, as you know, Mrs. Jones, right, Mrs. Jones? I said that a lot. Yeah, as you already know, Mrs. Jones, okay? Yeah, we even have a medium set, you know? Right? As you already know, for people that kind of cook because they like to, kind of cook because they have to. They even have a small basic one for people like me that do absolutely nothing. Okay. So I ask the three questions. Mrs. Jones, I have to ask you a few questions just to see which set fits you. Okay? By the way, the fact that you're asking these three questions shows, or tells Mrs. Jones that you care about her, because you're going to show her the right set. Does that make sense? So I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, how many nights a week do you cook? How many nights a week do you cook? And I think that some of you have heard me talk this before. You round up. Okay? And I figured this out after trial and error. So I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, how many nights a week do you cook? And then she says, I don't really cook that much. I only cook like 1 or 2 days. Oh, so about half the week? Okay. Oh, I only cook like, you know, a few days a week. Oh, so pretty much the whole week. Okay? Round up. Does everybody understand that? Okay, if they say 1 or 2, it's so about half the week. Okay? If they say 3 or 4 days, right? So pretty much the whole week. Okay, and I always say stuff like, oh my God, that's like more than most people in the Bay Area. Alright? And then if they say, you know, 7 days a week, oh wow, okay, cool. Now, do you cook because you like to or because you have to? That's the second question. Do you cook because you like to or because you have to? Right? And I think I taught this one to some of you. Because good cooks deserve Cutco and bad cooks need it. Right? See, Mr. Jones, one of my customers once told me that good cooks deserve Cutco, bad cooks need it. You're there with Mr. Jones, you guys know this, right? So, Mr. Jones, does Mrs. Jones deserve it or need it? Okay? Now, it's a loaded question, right? Because he knows that if he says yes, she deserves it, he's got to buy. If he says needs it, he's going to be sleeping on the couch. He doesn't want to sleep on the couch, so he says, deserves it. Right? So, does Mrs. Jones deserve it or need it? Now, again, I think I've shared this before. If there's some weird, awkward silence, you think, yeah, she deserves it, okay. All right, you don't want to cause a divorce over a cupcake, okay? All right. So, deserves it, right? Okay, cool. Now, Mrs. Jones, when you entertain, not do you entertain, not if you entertain, when you entertain, okay, always assumptive language, when you entertain, what's a safe number of place settings? 8, 12, or 16? What is a safe number of place settings? 8, 12, I think I taught this, it was in 2003, Kenny Keith. 2003 or something like that, this kid sold like 24 pieces of flatware just by rounding up. Okay? This is sweet. And I say 8, 12, or 16. She says 8. So 12 would be safe? She says 12. So 16 would be safe? Okay? Round up. 6. Oh, so 8 would be 6. Now she says 8. What are you thinking about? What's that?
Homemaker.
12. Well, at least a homemaker and 4 table knives, at least, right? And then the ultimate set, right? Okay. So I say, hey, cool, Mr. Jones. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the different sets. Like I said, they have a large set for people who love to cook. They have a medium set for people kind of in between. They have a small set for people like me that do absolutely nothing. Here's 3 sets, Mr. Jones. Did you guys bring your socks for your head? All right, here it is. Mrs. Jones, here's the large set, okay? That's the ultimate entertainer. The medium set for people in between the average set, just the ultimate set, and the small basic set for people like me that do absolutely nothing. Okay, let me show it on this side. So Mrs. Jones, this is a large set for people that like to entertain, cook a lot, or think they'll be cooking a lot in the future. Ultimate entertainer. The medium set for people that, you know, they kind of cook because they like to, kind of cook because they have to. The average set, right? The medium set, right? Which most people fit into. And we even have a small basic one for people like me that, you know, do absolutely nothing. You guys like that? I'm done! No, I'm just kidding. I'm not done. Is that sweet? No, hold on. Let me look for my galley set. And my essential set, hold on, actually they're not in there. They don't exist. Okay? They're gone. I took them out. Why? Because if I'm selling a galley set or an essential set to somebody who cooks 3 nights a week, entertains once a month, has 2 kids, I am doing them a disservice. Do you understand that? See, I was in it for my customers. I became in it for my customers instead of trying to make a sale. Excuse me, trying to hit my goal for push period. Okay? I was off that. And I said, hey, look, let me just be in it for the customer. Let me just be in it for the customer and disappoint them. Now, when I was a new rep, I would be really excited to go sell them a galley set. Cool, $657 CPO or whatever it is. Okay? But I was doing them a disservice because they did not have the butcher knife. Okay? Or they did not have the master carving set. So on and so forth. Okay, you're going to like this. Okay? Alright. So I say, hey, Mr. Jones, right then and there. Okay? By the way, the small basic one is the Homemaker Plus 8 Super Shears. Okay? And a shear holster. Right? 982. Okay? And there's no such thing as selling a Homemaker without table knives. Right? I don't care if you're a vegetarian. Right? They're going to use it for baked potatoes, waffles, pancakes, cherry tomatoes, we need salad. Right? Because they're not steak knives. They're table knives. Okay? All right. And then they don't exist. So I think I might have shared this, right? The one without the table knives, right? You know, the basic Homemaker set? That's because they want them in the tray, in the drawer. Right? Okay, so I never sold a set without table knives. Does everybody understand that? Right? It's because people want them in the drawer and they just charge for the four table knives in the tray times two. Okay? And eight is a standardized place setting number anyway, so you probably want to write that down. Mrs. Jones, eight is a standardized place setting number. Okay. So I never sold six table knives. Why? Because eight is a standardized place setting number. Okay? All right. So then I would say, hey, Mrs. Jones, okay, right here, then and there, I haven't shown any piece yet. I had the only pieces they've seen is are the super shears and the petite carver. That's it. Okay? That is it. And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones. So, if you were to pick, are you a large, medium, or small cook? See, it's easier for the customer to relate to a large, medium, or small versus Homemaker Plus 8 Ultimate set. Does that make sense? People can comprehend that and relate to that a lot easier. So are you a small, medium, or large cook? And then you do a little double tap, right? I don't know if you guys seen this, right? So this is sitting, oh, by the way, the only thing on the other side is gourmet set. My accessories booklet is inside here. I mean, my starter sets or whatever they're called. Yeah, they're in here, okay? And I would have it sitting on the table, and I say, so are you a small or large, small or medium, or, you know, something like that, a little double tap like that. Okay? A little double tap. Okay? And my reps are like, oh man, Joe did that to me in training. Alright? You probably didn't even notice it. Okay? Or like in the interview when I do the, so are they focused on the base or the incentive? Okay? Didn't catch that one. Alright. So you do a little double tap. Okay? So are you a large, medium, or small cook? Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. I'm not done yet. All right, large, medium, or small cook. Okay. All right, British. And then I have them pick. Okay, cool. Let me show you what comes in your set. Now it's the pieces that make up the set. Does that make sense? That's what I'm focused on. Let me just show you what comes in your set. Okay. If they were like, okay, Mrs. Jones, what I'm going to do first is just show you the small basic set. This set, Mrs. Jones, is not designed for cookers. It's designed for cutters. Write that down. This small basic set is not designed for cookers. It's designed for cutters. All it includes, Mrs. Jones, is just your basic necessities. That's all. Okay? Can't do anything extravagant with it. Alright? Small basic set. Designed for cookers, not cutters. Okay? Just comes with your basic necessities. Okay? Can't do anything extravagant with it. Just your everyday stuff. So let me show you what comes in your set. Okay? And I showed this to my reps on the way over here. But my names and uses, your names and uses goes left and right, correct? Mine goes up and down.
One page. Psychologically, that looks smaller, correct? All right. Now, there's only, I think, like two or three people in this room that copied this. All right? I know Ben's looking. Oh. Yeah. All right? And then I had the specialty knives, just the gourmet pieces, right here. Okay? So, and by the way, when I would take the homemaker pieces, the customer would place it over here. Right, I'd hand to them, they place it over here. I'd take it and I'd bunch it up, and I'd bunch it up, and I'd squeeze it together. So on the table, it wasn't spread out, right? And looked so big. And they, right, if you ever heard, oh, that's a lot of knives, okay? No, look, see? Okay? All right. Here's my names and uses, okay? This is my names and uses for the homemaker. Now, I don't recommend this until you have conviction, until you can understand and practice it. Like I said, I practiced a lot. I practiced really hard on this because I just wanted to be, honestly, I also did this for my own entertainment, okay? Because I did a lot of appointments and I just did it just to amuse myself, okay? And I would say, hey, okay, cool. Hey, Mrs. Jones, this is my names and uses for the homemaker, all right? Yours is probably like 5 to 10 minutes, okay? And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, this is your paring knife. You know what to do with the paring knife more than I do. Okay, it's just used for paring. And then this is your utility knife, Mrs. Jones, just your everyday stuff. You know, it's actually the most knife that we make. Some customers actually have two of these because, you know, one's always in the dishwasher. And it's just used for, you know, have you ever cut a tomato before? Yeah, you get salsa, right? Yeah, paper thin slices, Mrs. Jones. This stuff's awesome. All right, not too big, not too small. Cool, this is a sandwich spreader. Okay, it's used for sandwiches, things like that. This is your everyday carving set, and I'm presenting them together. This is your butcher knife. This is your heavy-duty knife. This is your bread knife. It's used for bread. This is your master carving set. Only when you entertain, Mrs. Jones. You're not going to use it every single day. And then this is your chef knife. It's just used for chopping vegetables. Boom. Done. Names and uses on the homemaker. That is it. Okay? Now, Mrs. Jones, do you do a little bit more than that? Oh, yeah, of course, right? You barbecue? Cool. Let me go ahead and show you our meat and vegetable knives. Not gourmet, because not everybody is a gourmet cook. Does everybody understand that? Meat and vegetable knives. Okay? Meat and vegetable knives. And then I had it right next to my homemaker. So instead of going to the table knife right after the master carving set, I actually did not show the table. And you guys, if you don't have this up here, you didn't win it in your Fast Start, go buy it on Vector Connect. It's $150 for a gourmet set. You'll make your money back 10 times over just for having the Hardy Slash and the Santokuna. That's a fact. Okay? Alright. So then I would go into, cool. Then I show straight to the bony knife, the cleaver, the veggie knife, and I learned how to sell these knives. Okay? Now the focus wasn't even on the homemaker anymore. I started selling these knives. I did a thorough names and uses on this. Okay? So the question wasn't whether they're going to buy Cutco or not. The question was, are you going to get the meat and vegetable knives with the homemaker or just the homemaker? Okay? So are you going to buy a lot or just a little? Okay? And then I did my table knives. Then I go back to the set and I say, cool. All right. So, Mrs. Jones, which set do you think would be best for you? Okay? Have them pick. Cool. Done. All right? Haven't even talked about price yet. Then I go into, then right then and there, I go into the ice cream scoop. By the way, you need the ice cream scoop. Even if you have it, go buy another one for $5 or whatever it is on Vector Connect. Dude, it's a write-off. Quit complaining. Okay? Buy it. You need to physically show it to sell it. So right then and there, I decided to put the ice cream scoop, move it up to the front, so that way I can regain or grab the customer's attention again. Okay? So now I'm off of the knife. The knives are way over there on the other side of the presentation. Now I'm going to start selling accessories. And by the way, I did all of this in about 40 minutes. Okay? It was more like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes of rapport, and then little presentation, more on the accessories, and then get referrals. Okay? 40, 45 minutes. No more than an hour for sure. Alright. Then I start selling the ice cream scoop, the peeler, the pizza cutter, the cheese knife. Okay? I started selling flatware. Go buy it for like $14 on Vector Connect. Okay, or whatever it is, 16, what is it, $14? Okay? Go buy it. And I started selling it. I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, look, they match everything, right? They match the table knives. Now, I'm a little bit biased, but I use them at home, okay? Now, this stuff's awesome. Again, I'm a little bit biased. I do work for the company, all right? But Mrs. Jones, this stuff is awesome, okay? I just hate how other spoons and forks just dig into the pit of your palm, and these are ergonomic. Plus, Mrs. Jones, if you drop them in the garbage disposal, they're guaranteed. Again, reaffirming the guarantee, building more value in the product. And then I would sell gifts. I literally would go through the gift section. Mrs. Jones, who do you buy gifts for? See, all of you guys already forgot about the knives, even now what I'm talking about, right? The knives are way over there. They're way over there, okay? And then I would start selling gifts. Then I would start selling pots and pans. Oh yeah, we make pots and pans. Ooh. All right? And then I would sell the garden tools. Oh yeah, there it is. Cool. All right? And then I did my Henkels. All right? Now when I was closing, again, it wasn't a matter of what they're going to buy or if they're going to buy. It was a matter of what. Do you want to get all your gifts now and get a really great deal, or do you just want to get to start with the set? Okay? So do you want to get all these other stuff? Can you do with all that other stuff? Oh, okay, yeah, you just want to go ahead and start with the set? Yeah, that's what most customers do. Okay? You can always call me later. Okay? Yeah, just go ahead and start with the set. Okay, cool. Just start with the starter set. By the way, the galley is a starter set or a vacation home set. The essentials and the studio are like for their kids that go away to college for their apartment, or a gift set, right? But they're not designed for families. I'll tell you that much. They are not designed for families. All right. So then I talk about Henkels, right? And then I go, hey, Mrs. Jones. Now what I wanted to do is just tell you how all your friends decided to get Petco, okay? So I presented the price. I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, the great thing is, Mrs. Jones, this set does not cost $1,568, okay? Because they got cool people like me showing this stuff, it's actually a lot cheaper. It's actually only $982, okay? Now, Mrs. Jones, let me tell you about the first call special, okay? Are you ready for the infomercial part? All right. Well, Mrs. Jones, if you get the set today, okay, I can actually throw in the entertainer pack for free. That's what all your friends decided to get for free with their set. But that's only if you order in the next minute. I'm just kidding, Mrs. Jones. All right. Now, Mrs. Jones, let me tell you how all your friends decided to get Petco. Now, I'll tell you why all your friends decided to do this after I'm done explaining it, Mrs. Jones. Okay? Now, what it is, it's called the sample program. Now, Mrs. Jones, okay? Again, I'll explain why all your friends decided to do this after I'm done explaining it. All right. What is called a sample program, Mrs. Jones? I never have any of my customers pay for it all right away. I know that sounds kind of weird. You do get all the knives right away, okay? But what it is all you have to do is you just put a fifth down, okay? That goes onto your credit card, doesn't even show up till next month, Mrs. Jones, and you already have your knives. So you've been cooking with it for a month, okay? And you haven't even made your first payment on it. Now, assuming you like this set, Mrs. Jones, and this set is the right one for you, like, you know, maybe you should have gotten the bigger one, or you weren't sure if you should have gotten the smaller one, hey, no problem. Assuming this is the right set for you, the company will just hit your credit card every 30 days for a total of 5 months. No interest. Now, Mrs. Jones, they don't send you a bill, so you don't have to worry about sending a check. It just shows up on your credit card statement every 30 days. Okay? And you never worry about knives ever again. Okay? That is, of course, unless you wanted to add, which most people do anyway, Mr. Schiff. Anyway, so Mr. Schiff, now if you say this stuff sucks and you don't know, like you thought Cutco Joe was lying to you, you know why the heck all your friends decided to buy it? No problem, Mrs. Jones. Okay? Just give me a call, we'll send it back to give you a full refund. There's no questions asked. Okay? Now, here's the great part, Mrs. Jones. If a certain piece, you know, is collecting dust, and you're not using a piece or two in the set, no problem, Mrs. Jones. Obviously, you can invest your money somewhere else. Okay? So they'll only charge you. Just give me a call. We'll send back the pieces you're not using. They'll only charge you for whatever you keep over 5 months. Now, the main reason why all your friends and all my customers decided to do this, Mrs. Jones, is I know it is easier on the budget, but the main reason why everybody decided to do this is because when I demonstrate Cutco, people get really excited about it. And they say, ooh, I like that. They also say, I'm not sure if I'd use that knife. What would I use what for? Obviously, it also comes highly recommended by your friends, but everybody cooks differently, Mrs. Jones, and everybody also uses knives differently. Right? Everybody has their own different stuff. I just found, Mrs. Jones, just from my experience, you can make a much better educated decision actually trying this stuff out. Wouldn't you agree? The only answer, by the way, is yes. Mrs. Jones, so do you see why all your friends decided to try it out? Cool. So do you want to go and try it out? Now, what the heck did he just say? Okay? Here's what's going on. Let me explain exactly what is going on. First off, I started hearing a lot of budget objections, right? Here's how you handle the budget objection. I promote the 5-pay like heck with my customers. Even if they want to pay in full, hey, Mr. Jones, you want to pay in 5-pay? Now, you guys don't know this, but you don't have no idea how great it is for you guys, but when I was a rep, okay, when I was a rep, and all your managers were reps, we got paid based on how the customers made their payments. So we had to wait to get all of the commission. Yeah. Now, you don't have to wait. You get it all up front, even when the customer's paying payments. All right? So, I started hearing the 5-month, I started promoting the five-month like heck with my customers. And so I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, the main reason why, or any objection that I felt, like the husband objection, I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, so you can actually try it out with your husband for up to 5 months. So you can actually compare it to Henkel's for up to 5 months. I know it says 15 days, but okay. So until you're done paying for it. Okay? And so I would say, hey, Mrs. Jones, okay? All you do is, it's called a sample program. Now, you don't pay for any of the knives right away, but you do get the knives right away. Okay? You don't pay for it all up front, but you do get it all up front. Right? All it is you just put a fifth down that goes on your credit card. It doesn't show up until next month, right? Because that's how their billing statements work. And you already have a knife. Now, you cook with it, Mrs. Jones, for a month, and you use it with Mr. Jones, or you see if it fits into your budget, or you compare it to your Henkel's. Whatever objection you feel, you drop it right in there. And you say, hey, Mrs. Jones, and you cook with it for a month, assuming you like it, they just hit your credit card every 30 days for a total of 5 months. No interest. Because I started hearing this interest objection. I also started hearing this, what do you call that? Oh, and it just shows up on your statement, so you don't get a bill. Okay, you don't have to send in a check. And I started hearing that too. All right, so I threw it at them. And then I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, okay, cook with it for a month, assuming you like it, they'll just hit your credit card every 30 days for 12, 5 months. Okay? Don't send you a bill. Just shows up on your statement. All right? And I say, and you never have to worry about knives ever again. Okay? That is, of course, unless you wanted to add, which most people do. And I throw that in there. Okay? And I just say, yeah, that is, of course, Mrs. Jones, unless you wanted to add, which most people do. But anyways, okay? And I say, Mrs. Jones, if you say this stuff sucks and you don't know why, like, all your friends decided to buy it, okay, again, making Mrs. Jones, she doesn't want to be the one person that does not buy Cutco. All right? She doesn't. People like being in the in crowd, right? Isn't that true? Yeah. It's true. And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, if you say this stuff sucks, you don't know why the heck all your friends decided to buy it, no problem. Full refund, no questions. Or if your husband comes home and he says this stuff sucks, no problem. Send it back. Okay? If you say, Mrs. Jones, this stuff sucks and, you know, you thought Henkel's was better, no problem. Send it back. Now, the great part is, Mrs. Jones, right? And this is, I started hearing the, I wanted to handle the, that's too many knives or that's too many pieces. How can Mrs. Jones tell when she hasn't, how can she tell just by looking at pictures and samples? She can't. Does that make sense? So I'm leading her up to this, and I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, the main reason why everybody decided to do this is because, and I basically thought, I put myself in the customer's head, And I was like, what's going on in the customer's mind when I'm talking about this stuff? Why are they saying these objections? And I wrote everything down, and I basically threw it at the customer. And I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, you know, because when I demonstrate Cutco, people get really excited about it, right? Isn't that true? And they also ask themselves, Mrs. Jones, why would I use that knife? I might use that knife. What would I use what for? I just found, Mrs. Jones, that everybody cooks differently. And you can make a much better educated decision trying this stuff out. Wouldn't you agree if you're in your kitchen? The only answer is yes. So what I just did was I just took Mrs. Jones' own opinion. That's her opinion, right? Okay? Wouldn't you agree? Yes. That's her opinion. And I say, so do you want to go ahead and try it out? And for her to say, no, I think my Henkels are better. Wait a minute, Mrs. Jones, you just said that the only real way that you can tell is actually by trying it out. So, people don't like to go against their own opinions. That would be an inconsistency. So the only answer to say is yes. Does that make sense? I basically took her opinion and I said, here you go. Okay? Now, that is the sample program. Now, don't use it unless you think you're going to spend some time, and memorize this word for word for word. I worded it out, in my own mind, perfectly, right? Because I worked long and hard. I trialed this. I tested this on so many appointments, and I tried to figure out the perfect wording, all right? I try to figure out the perfect wording. And the words that I use, it's kind of like how the company came up with I'm not as good as them, the recommendation approach or the Henkels approach or anything like that. But the wording is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Okay. Now, I know all of you didn't get that down, right? Okay. So, I actually have it printed out for you.
I know, dude. All that happened.
So I just decided to stop. All right, hold on. On one side, how to present the sets. How to present the sets on one side. Small, medium, and large on one side. How to sell the ultimate set. All right? How to present the pieces out there, the homemaker piece, print it out. All right? That's exactly what I do. All right? It says selling ultimates and homemakers. All right? It also talks about here, the large set comes with 12 matching sets of flatware, the flatware accessories, kitchen tools, blah, 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 blah. By the way, don't be shady with your customers. Okay? If a rep ever came into my office and said, look, hey, Joe, I sold this ultimate set, nothing for free. You just want to slap them. Okay? None of my reps do that. I tell in training, hey, look, Dan used to call me Santa Claus. But I think giving free stuff goes hand in hand with your average order. Right? There was a point where my bonus points was at 100 and something points average per order. And it was when I had a $700-something average order. Okay? I think they go hand in hand. And all I say, hey, Mrs. Jones, like, look, I'm going to give you a lot for free on this order. Just do me a favor. Don't tell anybody about this, okay? But can you just do me another favor? Okay, just make sure when you call your friends, just make sure you tell them that I'm okay, okay? And I haven't even asked for recommendations yet. And she goes, oh, okay. Same thing, even when a customer didn't want anything for free, I called them up, I threw in an ice cream scoop, or I threw in the smallest thing, and I said, hey, Mrs. Jones, look, by the way, I know you didn't want anything for free, but I did put an extra ice cream scoop in the order. If you don't want it, you can give it as a gift. And she goes, oh my God, thank you, you didn't have to do it. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you just, when you talk to your friends, just kind of nudge them a little bit and tell them I'm a great guy? Cool. And I would do that motion on the phone. Emotion creates the emotion, right? And so here, I talk about the large set, right? That's 100 pieces of the Cutco, right? I know in there it's 2811, all right? Instead of 2369, right? Sell the ultimate set at 2811, that's the original price. That's an ultimate set plus 12 sets of flatware. See, the 2369 ultimate is already discounted. It, the 2369 ultimate, okay, is the ultimate set plus 6 sets of flatware and 6 for free. Now, the original price of the ultimate entertainer is 2811, and that's what I charge. The medium set, $1,899, so $1,000 less for a medium set, okay? And $982. All right, and then it says there, right there, contract the price of Henkel, set, and present the price of Cutco. And you talk about the large, medium, small. And on the back side, my sample program. If you guys have any questions, you guys can take down my email. Okay? It's jgeneza@vectormarketing.biz. And my cell phone, 510-377-6402. All right? And that is the sample close. And hey, guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful push. Vectormarketing.biz. Okay? Question? 6402. Okay? Now, guys, put this stuff. JGeneza@vectormarketing.biz. You guys can talk to me at Denny's, okay? Now, guys, put this stuff to use. Make sure you guys practice this stuff. When you guys go to Denny's, come with your notebooks, all right? It's time to have some fun, but also to get some knowledge, all right? And make sure you guys put this up to you. Rock it on the phone tomorrow. Have a wonderful push. I'll see you guys at SC1. Thanks for your time.